Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Bereshit. So, here we are again. Tavshin Pe'alef, as the Chatam Sofer calls it, Shnat Me'ashpot Yerim Evyon. Tavshin Pe was a year that we were very much in the dumps. And Tavshin Pe'alef Be'ezat Hashem is a year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift us out of the dumps. Me'ashpot Yerim Evyon Be'ezat Hashem. So, Parashat Bereshit, the beginning of the Torah, the beginning of the year, I want to read to you of the, there's so many things that we can discuss in Parashat Bereshit, endless. The Gaon Mivilna says that the entire Torah is hinted in the word Bereshit. All Tikkuni HaZohar Kim'at are based on the word Bereshit, all different combinations, it's amazing. So of the many things that we can speak about, all so many Sodot of the Torah Kedoshah are in this week's Parashah. The Torah says as follows, in the beginning of the creation, on Yom Revi'i, what was created on Yom Revi'i? The Me'orot, the luminaries. Yeah? Yeah? So, the Torah says as follows, yeah? Vayomer Elohim, Yehi Me'orot Birkiya Hashamayim Lehavdil Ben Hayom Uben Halayla. May there be luminaries in the sky to differentiate between the day and night. Vehayu Le'otot Ulmo'adim Uliyamim B'Shanim. Which means, they should be for signs and times, for days and years. In the next pasuk, the Torah says, "V'hayu lim orot birki hashamayim lehair al haaretz vayichin." They should also be for what? For illumination, to provide light. Says Rashi HaKadosh, listen how medukdak Rashi HaKadosh is on this pasuk. He says, "V'hayu leotot k'shehameorot lokin siman rahu la'olam." The Gemara explains that when there are eclipses, solar eclipses, lunar eclipses, they mean different things. But anytime there's an eclipse, it's a bad sign for somebody in the world, as the Gemara in Sukkah explains. And therefore what? Shene'emar me'otot ha-shamayim al techatu, ba'asotechem retzon ha-kadosh baruch hu, en atem tzrichim lid'og min ha-pur'anut. Which means what? That primarily HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the luminaries, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, for what? To let us know if we're acting correctly or not. Because all you have to do is look up at the sky, and if there's eclipses, we'll know that there are things that we have to correct. If everything is as it should be, we'll know that we're okay. In the next pasuk that it says, Leha'ir al ha'aretz, lim orot, says Rashi, v'ayu lim orot, and another thing that they'll do is to provide light and heat and warmth for the world. Rabotai, it seems from the way Rashi explains or interprets these psukim, what was the primary reason for the creation of the Me'orot? No, just for us to understand if we're doing right or wrong. That's the ikara. And what's the tafel? What's the secondary reason? Light and warmth and growth. Guess what? We wouldn't be able, sun is one astronomical unit away from the earth. One astronomical unit is equal to 93 million miles. Exactly. Were it to be even 1 centimeter further, we would all freeze to death. And if it was even 1 millimeter closer, we'd all get burnt alive. The sun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun, Yishtabach Shemo, look what he did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the source of life for the world. Without sun, nothing grows. There's no heat. The sun is, that's what gives nutrition to the world, is the sun. And yet, says Rashi, the fact that the sun gives warmth and heat and light and whatever, that's all a tefil. The ikar is the fact that it's an ot, that it serves as a sign to know whether we're doing good or bad, whether we're doing right or wrong. That's a huge thing. Yeah? Morenu Rosh HaYeshiva, Gaon Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he says in his first shmuz, in the, by now everybody knows, one of the sfarim that's near, Sichot Musa. So, the Sichot Can everybody hear me? I apologize. We had a problem with the Wi-Fi. Okay, yes. So we're back. Rabotai, this coming Shabbat is Shabbat Mevarchim Chodesh Bar Cheshvan.
So you never say Haftarah?
No, not we never. This coming Shabbat will not read the regular Haftarah Bereshit because Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday. So we're reading the Haftarah in Shmuel, Vayomer Lo Yonatan, Machar Chodesh. Now, Rabotai, there's a Gemara in Masechet Chulin, Daf Samach Amud Bet. Gemara says, where's the parasha that speaks about all of the korbanot of the Chagim? Pinchas. After Shabbat. The first korban, Musaf, is about Shabbat. Immediately after Shabbat, we have korbanot shel Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, that's the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. We see something very interesting. By all of the other Yamin Tovim, Shabbatot, it's Us'ir Chatat Echad, Us'ir Izim Echad Lechatat. By Rosh Chodesh, it says, Us'ir Izim Echad Lechatat Ladunai. Alolat Tamid Yaseh Benisko. It says, Lechatat LaHashem, that it doesn't say by any of the other Mu'adim. Says the Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach Amud Bet. Ma Nishtana Sa'ir Shel Rosh Chodesh Ne'emar Bo LaHashem. Why is it that Rosh Chodesh is different than any of the other Mu'adim in that the Torah doesn't just say Se'ir Izim Echad Lechatat or Se'ir Chatat Echad. It says Lechatat LaHashem. And by the way, you have to pause. Se'ir Izim Echad Lechatat LaDunai. You have to pause. Okay? Why is it? Says the Gemara. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Se'ir Ze Ye Kapara Al Shemi'atati Et HaYareach. Kavyachol, it's as though HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I have to bring a korban for my kapara. What did I do for having minimized the moon? Everybody knows the famous midrash that Rashi brings down in this week's parasha, that originally the sun and the moon were created in equal, you know, equal size. And then what happened? Yeah. The moon complained. That was the second machloket. The first machloket in history was what? On day two, between the Maim Ailonim and Tachtonim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them. And then what? The second machloket in history was between the sun and the moon. The moon complained, En shene melachim mishtamshim beketer echad. Right? Two kings can't wear the same crown. Hashem says, oh yeah? You're right. What? Lechi umi'ati et atzmich. You're right. What? Go and minimize yourself. The sun will stay big, you'll be small. Hashem says, kavyachol us'ir izim echad lechatat la'ashem. I have to bring a korban, kavyachol, obviously, we don't know exactly what that means, for minimizing the moon. Frek the Chesiches Musar, he says, what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu minimized the moon bedin. It did something wrong. It complained. It made a machloket. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously acted correctly by doing that. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel the need to bring the kapara? Unbelievable. Listen to what he says. This is huge. Based on the yesod that he said before, that the entire creation of the luminaries was only for us to be able to tell the difference, was as a guide for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have sustained the world and growth and heat and everything else in other means. The primary reason that he created the luminaries was in order to guide us to make sure that we're doing the right thing. The Midrash says, and the Baal HaTurim quotes it right here, Me'orot Chaser. It says, Vayulim Orot. Me'orot is spelled without the second vav. Why? Says the Baal HaTurim, quoting the Midrash. Shelo Nivra Leha'ir Ela Hashemesh. Really? The only thing that was created to illuminate was the sun. So why in the world, if all we needed to illuminate was the sun, why did Hashem create the moon at all? And certainly, why did he create it the same size as the sun to begin with? Ve'ayareach lo nivra ela kedei shelo ya'avdu lachama tehe yechida. Says the Baal HaTurim b'shem HaMidrash, and that's why Limorot was spelled chaser in the Torah. Hashem created the moon for one purpose. Really, the moon doesn't have any purpose. You know Hashem created it? And the same size as the sun? Because if the sun was the only luminary, people would make a mistake and they would serve it. In order for people not to make that mistake, Rabotai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a moon and the same size as the sun so that people realize, hey, the sun's not the only game in town. And neither is the moon, and people won't make a mistake and serve it, and they will continue to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though I punished the moon and I minimized it, and it was deserving of punishment, as a result of me minimizing the moon, people will be me'abed kivun. The whole point of the luminaries is for people to be able to realize what they're doing is wrong. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kavyachol, by me minimizing the moon, what am I doing? What position am I putting mankind in? Back to a position where they could possibly make a mistake and think that the sun is the only game in town, and putting them in the benisayon to be Oved Avodah Zarah. And for that, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll bring a kapara. It's a huge vart. Huge. Huge. Frektas Sichot Musar, as huge as that is, I have another question. Is that the sun being the biggest and the moon being minimized, is that the only nisayon that human beings have in the creation that might, you know, lead them astray to worship Avodah Zarah? Every other thing in creation also can lead them astray. You work, you plant something in the ground, it grows. Naturally, what can a person think? Kochi ve'otzem yadi. Isn't that leading them astray? Right? There's endless examples. Why is Hashem only concerned with this sun example? Everything Hashem created in creation can lead people astray. And you know what we call that possibility? It's called Bechira Chofshit. It's called free choice. So why is Hashem so concerned about the sun? Because the only legitimate safek that people can have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned about was the sun and the moon situation. Every other situation in earth where you're working and things are growing and you're making money, that doesn't lead you astray. You know why? Ezek Geonut, he says. Because when you go to work, why is it that the Gemara says, in Berachot, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Gadol Anehinam Yigi Akapav Yoter Mirei Shamayim. Greater is one who benefits from the toil of his hand, even greater than Yirei Shamayim. Why? Because only people who go to work can realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really there for them. You know why? Because when you go to work, you realize how insignificant we really are. You go to work and you lose money and you lose a deal and you make dumb mistakes, and at the end of the day, you still come out with a paycheck. At the end of the month, you're still able to put bread on the table. Going to work makes no sense. There is no, you know, the only reason work is not a means to an end. Work is not a means. Work is a fulfillment of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's curse to Adam Arishon. That's the Ishtadlut. Only a person who goes to work can realize how big of a loser we really are. And the Parnassah doesn't come from work at all. It only comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person who doesn't work will never realize that. You'll only realize it when you go and mess up and see how insignificant and small we are. That's why Hashem says from the rest of the Bria, I'm not worried. Because when you work and you plant and you grow and you whatever, you realize that the amount of effort and investment you put in is never enough. And the only thing that makes the world go around is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only possible safek was from the sun and the moon. What a nikudah. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the entire point, why is it? A Kadosh Baruch Hu created the creation, the Bria, for Shlemut. Once the Yarech was mitma'et, and that safek arises, there's a chisaron of Shlemut, there's a lack of completion in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation. And that's why Hashem says, kavyachol, I need a kapara for that. Everything in creation is supposed to be uvechalo kulo omer kavod. Everything in creation screams HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Everything, our bodies, our, you know, everything, the table, the chair, every single piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world screams HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a safek enters that realm, that's dangerous and that requires kaparas as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But don't worry. It only takes a fool to be confused about when a person goes and he feels good about himself. I made money, I grew, I did, I signed a deal, you know, I bought, I sold. It's all nonsense, because an intelligent person will sit down and say, but one second, I did this wrong and this should have gone wrong. And, you know, and the only reason, how am I still able to live? How am I able to buy food and clothes and pay rent or pay mortgage or whatever, an intelligent person will realize that's only by the grace of God Almighty that a person can do that. Rabotai, even an intelligent goy, there's been a video that's going around about the president. Even the president says you need help from the boss. Nachon? Because he's an intelligent goy. Because he realizes. Whether a Jew or a goy, it doesn't matter. Everybody has to realize that there's a higher power above us. We answer to a higher authority, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chavado Ve'Atzmo. For a person not to realize that, that's not a kofir, it's a fool. That's what Ma'aseh Bereshit is all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us for us to realize that in Od Milevado. And everything that he created is just a reminder of that. Rabotai, Shabbat Shalom, Tizkur Shem Rabo, Chodesh Tov, and Be'ezat Hashem, we'll see you next week. Kol Tov.
Zagoru.